Hi, this is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. Ever wish you could just say it better? Public speaking is the number one fear for most people. It doesn't have to be, but a great story isn't enough. How that story is delivered is what makes the difference. J. Lauren Norris works with OBBM Network clients to create effective, actionable stories that change lives and inspire people to take up their mantle too. Hey, if you want that raise, want that result, want that promotion, well, there are effective ways to communicate. You're ready for the next steps in your life. Follow the QR on the screen to get started on your Story Power journey today. Learn to say it better. Start today with Story Power Masterclass.
Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OBBM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need great care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let GraithCare advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to GraithCare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you and get 10% off your first session.
Most people don't trust the vote, and that is not a good place to be in. What do you need to know and what do you need to do about it? We've got it all covered. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. I'm Larry Kortkamp.
And I'm Susan Hamilton.
And election integrity is in the news. I know our friends on the Democratic side, at least at this point in time, they don't like us talking about problems with the vote.
Honesty?
Yeah, honest, really. I mean, flashback 4 years ago, they were screaming all over the airwaves about the elections not being fair or whatever when it didn't slant their way. This discussion is not, it's really not left or right, it's not Republican or Democrat. It really is, can we trust, as you said in your opener, can we just trust the vote? If I go down and cast my vote, is it being counted?
Yeah.
And is it being counted the way I voted? It's pretty basic. And to me, anybody that would challenge that or say that that's not a valid question,
Or tell you can't challenge the numbers because you should be able to challenge them. Because what we know
only talk about if you've got nothing to hide kind of a situation. Really? This is pretty simple stuff.
It really is, because what we've determined is that all of the votes go to a central place before they go on to the Secretary of State, which is really problematic. And over and over and over again, what we're seeing is a precinct and a county and the Secretary of State are all reflecting different numbers. If voting by machine is so much better, why is it taking so much longer to count the vote? And why are there so many inaccuracies? And why are we not having higher trust in the vote? We are actually not trusting the outcomes. And what we found through precinct strategy and getting to know your neighbors, you actually can understand, how they're determining how many adults in your home have voted. And their eyes are opened up when they realize, five people in this house voted? We're not asking who they voted for, what side they voted. It had nothing to do with that. It looks here. We've got five people registered at this address. How many people voted at this house? Two. So where are those three? Now, those things have happened routinely across the nation. We know it. But you're not going to hear that on mainstream news media because they are supporting
this agenda.
You're not
going to hear, but the thing that gets me is you're not going to hear it today. In 2016, when someone else was elected president, the Democrats were everywhere saying the same exact things we're saying. It is the only thing that's different is time and someone else sitting in the chair.
Oh, that's not the only thing
we
different.
But we know it's being manipulated somehow because both sides are saying the same thing. They're just saying it 4 years apart. So we need to, this is not something that's too complicated. We just need to understand what's happening. And the only way we do that is to investigate it.
And get closer.
The thing that ticked everybody off at the last election is We got so sick of hearing it from 2016 to 2020. Every time a Democrat opened their mouth, it was about election interference and the Russians interfering, and they seated the wrong person in the presidency, and Trump didn't win, and Hillary did win, and all these other things. As soon as the 2020 election, now we've got the Republicans saying the same thing, only the Democrats now are throwing us in jail. They're actually throwing people in jail for saying what they exactly said 4 years ago. The problem is not who's saying it. The problem is we don't have any faith in the system.
Well, one of the stories that we're not covering today, but I did recently, and this is kind of going into that, is when we start recognizing how often we have, on the conservative side, Republicans that actually acquiesce to a Democrat bill, and there is 0% on the Democrat side. They never acquiesce a bill, but or they don't change sides. But with Republicans, you can see more and more that they do. They don't hold their ground, and they don't, so they're not representing conservative values in those instances. And what's moving the needle for them, we can only guess, and we can only presume. But if we want to have return election integrity back to the conversations that we're having, a couple things need to happen. First of all, we're not, our apathy and not going. How many times did you run into people over the years, Larry, that they just wouldn't vote? They just didn't want to. They just didn't go.
We know.
But then
it's
the other
huge
people,
majority.
So if you did,
how many people are voting in local local elections?
So if you and know, how many of you know that there's a vote every single November? Yeah, it's not just presidential elections, constitutional elections. How many of you know that 75 to 80% of the things that matter to you are going to be voted on in the spring? And so you need to be very involved in those things, because they expect you not to be involved in those things, and you're not going to get a whole lot of push to get out there.
Nope.
But if it's not just voting, however, because that popular vote in and of itself isn't enough. We're not running and managing those places. We've allowed a handful of people. Oftentimes, it's the elderly in the community that have the time to manage that poll area. But it's a lot of work, and it really, truly is more than that. We all need to participate. We have to. Only with participating and poll watching and oversight can we be assured. And when we did have great oversight, that's when we started seeing how these problems were happening. If nobody had watched, they'd have gotten away with it again. But so just because what we're being told is the truth and it's being shoved down our throat, I think it's time for us to really pay attention to the fact that this is what communism looks like. It's how it behaves. It's what it is. It is what happened. And it's what you will enforce with your lack of ability.
The reason I started out comparing the Democrats and the Republicans is not to be, you know, I didn't want that to be a political statement. I didn't mean it for that way. I wanted it to mean that it's equal on both sides. And we, as a constitutional republic, people that value law and value the rule of law and value fairness, whether you're on one side or the other side, the idea is that we have this discourse in our communities and in our nation, and we both state our thoughts and what we want to happen, and may the best man win. We go to the polls, we vote. You didn't win this time. They didn't buy your vote. They didn't buy what your thoughts were for the future. They
went
with somebody else.
You walk away,
you plan ahead for the next one.
Yeah.
And you do a better job of selling your views. When we come to the point is it's not about selling your views, it's about manipulating the vote.
Don't challenge it. Wait a minute. If you did it, show me. Show me those numbers. They ought to be the same. If they're not the same, I have a right
to ask
that question.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to ask that question.
So that's when you know.
Ms. Hamilton, you're not even allowed to bring this up.
That's when you know. You walked right into a communist state-run media and a communist state-run search engine, and you understand that there's only one way to get this back. That is to make sure we are taking those precinct seats. You can learn how to do that at precinctstrategy.com. But you can also, that will not be enough. You'll lose everything anyway if you don't know how to govern your representatives.
Yeah.
And that's going to require tactical civics and understanding of how that Constitution is run by we the people. We've never been taught it. This is a brilliant program.
And this is just one phase. This is just one part of the election process in the United States. In the United States, we have pretty much whittled it down to a two-party system. typically the third party, whoever decides to run as that third entity, doesn't get a lot of traction because it has now become so powerful for these two ruling parties. Susan and I talk about a lot of uniparty. We don't even think it's two parties anymore. We think there is an establishment that is actually dictating this. And it's issues like this article that are bringing up that are actually making that argument for us. So this is Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy Jr. is a Democrat. He is not just a Democrat, folks. He is a true Democrat. To me, I think he's a socialist at heart, just like he's always been. We do like a lot of the stances he's taken, I do, on the health industry in this country. He points out a lot of inconsistencies, but at the heart of it, he's a Democrat. I would never vote for him, but I certainly want his opportunity to run for any office that he chooses. In this case, he's trying to run under the Democratic Party, which he is. The DNC, which is the Democratic National Committee, these are the people that are deciding. They're making the decisions who is actually being allowed to run. They're taking it out of the hands of the American people, and they are making the decision that Robert Kennedy Jr. is not going to be allowed to run. And what this article is stating here comes to us from the Gateway Pundit, which, by the way, is a right-leaning news outlet, the Gateway Pundit, and they are taking the side of Robert Kennedy Jr. Why? Because this is a fairness issue. It's not a political issue. We think he should be able to run just like anybody else should. We're going to beat him at the polls, but he should be able to state his case and run. And in this case, the DNC is saying they're making rules within the party that says if he wins any of the electoral votes, any delegate votes, and whether it's in the state of New Hampshire or in Iowa, those are going to be arbitrarily given to the president because they want Biden to run again. They'd give all his delegates to the president, whether he wins them or not. Now, how is this fair? How is this now becoming?
It's not about fair. It's about management, Steve.
It's
about management because once upon a time, we started the D.C. area, and it became known as something that actually wasn't part of the United States of America. It's the federal government, that whole area there. And they've decided to run things their way from there. There's so much education you need in this space to understand what exactly that means. There's a reason those J6 prisoners are still being held in the gulag. There are things that D.C. in and of itself is not going to be our answer. We the people are the answer. This stuff is garbage, and it's already being run in a communist fashion. There is just no two ways about it. You cannot look in this world today and in the United States of America today and say, oh, wow, I'm represented, and the will of the people is being done, because you're going to get a couple wins here and there, and it's really important to highlight those, folks, because it's really important to highlight those. It encourages other people, it keeps us going, but we have to fight for that now. We're going to have to stand up for ourselves, which is what it means to be we the people. You don't get it by going, yeah, I'd rather watch TV. Yeah, I'd rather not pay attention. No, I don't want to read that piece of legislation. You need to know it for yourself. It's available in this information age today. If you are ignorant of these things, it is by choice. There is no reason you can't go out and find this information. It won't be necessarily easy if it adopts a conservative point of view, but you still need to look, and those bills are available. Those bills are on the USA.gov, WhiteHouse.gov?
Everywhere.
I believe it's WhiteHouse.gov.
And the documentation the people that are in charge and these people that we, in often cases, don't even elect that are making these decisions on our behalf are very frustrating. But they're making decisions that we cannot challenge these votes when the evidence is so forthcoming. I mean, we live in a very, whether they want to understand it or not, we live in a very transparent country right now. Everybody's got a cell phone with a camera on it. We're all taking pictures. We're all documenting things that occur. This article, again, comes to us from the Pundit. We're watching on videotape. We're watching live where they're bringing in thumb drives. They're full of votes. They pull in moving vans full of ballots. This other article says that this comes to us from Harris County, which is in
Texas.
Well,
what about the story just before? That's a Democrat challenging the Democrats.
It's a Democrat challenging. Yeah, his own Democrat, he's accusing the Democrats of rigging a primary, again, because
they're bringing in thumb
they
drives.
They are making decisions as to who is running and who is to be elected. They're taking it out of the hands of the people and making it a different outcome, the one that they want, if and when they choose to do so. This is right here. All you got to do is pick up a paper or read this. It's in the news. Here's another one from Harris County. This is right here in Texas. This is a simple one. Less than 2% of the vote decided this election here. All the lady wants to do is recount the vote. Oh, no, you're not allowed to do that. You can't recount it. We already counted it once, and we're right. Trust us. Trust us. Well, this number doesn't match this number, and this number doesn't match that number.
That's right. And you need to, and you've got to hold feet to the fire and do that. And you're going to have to risk somebody not liking you say that. Somebody's not going to like you challenging it. But you've got to do that.
You don't think this is planned? I want you all to look at this map that we're putting up on the screen. This is a map of a system that was put in place, supposedly for good reasons. It was to protect the integrity of our election system in case there was an outage on election night. We needed to have the election run smoothly. So we needed an internet backbone that would always run, that would be protected against attacks. So this has been being constructed. I never knew about it. I don't know if you did. I'm actually pretty in tune with a lot of this stuff. I didn't know. This was created by AT&T and a couple other people. It operates in the background, and all these machines and all the counting is handled through this backbone of stuff that goes through central processing places. So it doesn't go it doesn't go direct from this place to where it's supposed to go. It stopped
so
in the middle.
So absolutely every single thing they told us about the vote was a lie.
It was a lie. It's not connected to the internet. Yeah. All these machines are autonomous. Nobody has the ability to manipulate.
And if you say it was connected to, we're going to shut you down with misinformation.
It's misinformation. You're lying to the American people.
And it's like, so who controls the voice of the media? And it just tells you, guys, you cannot trust what's going on out there. I'm so grateful that you're watching OBBM Network News, that we can share with you some of these stories, because you're not going to get them just on your regular television. You'd have to, admit there's a problem. You'd have to admit that they've been encouraging the lies and encouraging that societal behavioral change to morph into a state of, well, I guess this is how it is. And they do not mind. They do not mind. Nobody in the media, with these stories that they're telling you, nobody running the Uniparty, as you mentioned, minds that you're apathetic and don't get involved. They do not mind that. They love that because they can just keep doing what they're doing. Go ahead, be up. You know what? Let's get you frustrated. If we can get you so frustrated that the problem is too big that you'd never act on it, because what on earth can little old you do? What can you do? After all, it's so big, you couldn't understand all that. It's highly technical.
But to me, it's when they shut us down.
And then you get frustrated, and then you don't do anything. And then all you get, you spin, and you're angry, and you do nothing. I mean, it's one of the impetuses behind us right here. Is the goal is to help you understand the story is much bigger than you're aware of.
Yeah,
and we want to bring it to you. It's more than the headline. And there's more news that you're absolutely not seeing anywhere else. And if you are, you get this little bitty snippet. Well, there's legislation behind that. Your ability to comprehend the bigger picture, guys, it has been limited, intentionally so. It has been intentionally limited, and it does matter, Apple Watch guy. You've got vibrations and frequency, and it's all so manipulable, just in this room, in this studio. All the lies, everything about it.
This network here, it's called, if you want to look it up, it's called FirstNet. FirstNet was originally built back several years ago by AT&T. It now encompasses a huge swath of the country, and it's quite encompassing of so many places.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you ask a question a couple episodes back? Who doesn't have access?
Yeah.
Well, everybody has access.
Yeah. So when our goal to you is to ask questions, our goal is to encourage you to look around you, be aware of what's happening. You have to participate. You have to take notice. And the people that are being shut out are too often the ones that are seeing things that other people aren't, particularly the people around you. Those are the ones that are being squashed. So when both sides are trying to squash an individual, both sides, when the uniparty, the controllers, the people that are making all these rules are trying to squash certain people, Mike Lindell, Donald Trump, both sides are trying to wipe these people off the face of the map. Why is that? If what they're saying is so stupid and can't be proven, let them talk. If you are so confident in the vote being one way or the other, recount the vote. Why are you so scared about somebody proving something if it's not in fact true?
And in all the news, all the talking heads in the news media will argue with people that challenge them, and they'll say, "Well, no, that's been proven not to be true. No, show me their research. Show me their research. They have not researched a stinking
They take.
They're told
what
to say.
What has occurred lately, and this is something that's being used in has been used in the CIA worldwide to topple governments, but it's journalists using other journalists to substantiate the journalist's story.
Right.
So you write a story, I say, because Susan said it's right. Susan's quoting this other guy. So because three journalists now say it, there's still not a factual piece of evidence that says this or did not
happen.
Did
you hear that in the Paxton trial, one of the things they said, sirs, have you heard of what a self-licking ice cream is? Did you hear that argument?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It's like, okay, the media said this, so I had a concern, and so I went to the FBI. The FBI then goes to the media and says, hey, these informants, these whistleblowers just came to us. Now it's this round robin story, and that's how it goes. And yeah. And that then the public, this delivered on the silver platter to the public, and that's your proof, folks. That's your proof. Is that good enough for you? Is that good enough for you? Because here's what it means. It means money's going to change, food's going to change, transportation's going to change, and energy's going to change, education's going to change. If you're into that, you're going to go head nose into it. If you do not do something on your end to make a stand, tacticalcivics.com. Thank you for joining us today. Today, you're not limited to traditional mainstream media that doesn't support your family, your life, your values, or your business. OBBM Network News is available Monday through Friday at 5 and 9 Central and 6 and 10 Eastern on Traverse TV, and available to anyone on many smart TV apps such as Rumble, Roku, and Traverse TV.
Connect with us on obbmdfw.locals.com. Truth, Gab, Getter, and more. Remember to subscribe, Rumble, like, and share wherever you're using social media.
Get the audio podcast version of this show and over 30 others when you subscribe to the OBBM Network Podcast on Spotify, iHeart, and wherever you're listening to podcasts. Thank you for watching and letting your friends know about this program.
And do please consider being a member of our locals.com community at the $5, $10, or $25 level. And you can reach that through the QR code on your screen. We're 100% grassroots funded by you. We want to thank our advertisers and remind our viewers to use their products and their services.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
JR here with the Veterans Ranch. We provide equine therapy services to veterans and their families in Florida and the great state of Texas, and it's always free of charge. Equine therapy is very special in that it helps veterans build a bond of trust with an animal inherently born not to trust anyone. This helps them release burdens and walk off a new and improved version of themselves. Our veterans are suffering with PTSD from their time in service. Sadly, the daily veteran suicide rate is on the rise, and other veterans are struggling with the transition from military to civilian life. The Veterans Ranch is here to serve these veterans and their families through these issues for as long as they need us. Your call to action today is to go to theveteransranch.org and hit that donate button and make a one-time or monthly pledge. Your precious gifts will relocate our headquarters to North Texas so we can serve 5,000 to 10,000 Texas veterans and their families each year. Theveteransranch.org.